So item number two, review and approval of meeting minutes for the April meeting minutes. Any comments on that?
I would move approval.
Okay. Move. Anybody second?
Second.
Move and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? All right. Item number three, public comments. We don't have any, I believe. Item number four, 4.1, Transportation Advisory Committee Work Plan Update. Lisa,
okay, please. Very good. Thank you. Good evening, committee members. If you will go to page, let's see, page six of your meeting packet. Okay, that's fine. So every year, the staff brings a work plan to the committee, and the work plan gives an overview of items that will be brought before the Transportation Advisory Committee for review and discussion and sometimes a recommendation for City Council. So it's that time of year, except the only difference that you'll see in this report is that we used to bring it calendar year. We used to bring the work plan at the beginning of the year, either in January or February, but it doesn't coincide with the work plan that the city operates on. We operate on a fiscal year budget rather than a calendar year. So the work plan is being brought to you in May because it's going to reflect the fiscal year. So the work plan actually reflects the upcoming fiscal year. So it'll be, you know, July 1 through June 30th of next year. So that's really the only change. We're going to bring it to the TAC every year, either in May or June. So we summarize the items that were before the TAC from last year. I won't go through the summary of the actions from last year. I'm going to focus on what we have planned for the upcoming year, unless there's a question on any of the items from last year. All right, then I'm going to just go through the items for the upcoming fiscal year. So every month we will bring to you an update on residential traffic calming. You'll notice this month there's not an update, which for us is good news. That means we have there's no outstanding residential traffic calming issue. But we typically bring at least one or two items a month. And these are items that have been raised by a local resident in a neighborhood. So you'll see something at least every month. We will bring an update on the San Ramon Bicycle Master Plan as needed. You know, we adopted our first citywide bike master plan in April. We are moving forward with implementing a number of projects next fiscal year. So we will update the TAC when we start moving forward with implementation of some of those projects. We will reconvene the Safe Routes to School Subcommittee, which I believe PJ has already done that. She's met with Bob and with Atul, and she will come both in June and July with an update on the Safe Routes to School program. You will provide an update, or we will provide an update on the Santa Ramon Transit Shelter program in September. We'll get an update from our transportation analyst on where we are with the transit shelter program. You'll get an update on the Santa Ramon Valley Street Smarts programs for this current school year. We're going to bring to you in August an update on the parking situation with North Bellingham. I'm sure most of you are looking forward to that. Joy, you haven't had. Yeah, you've missed all that. There's been a lot that has gone on with that, but we've had a parking issue in a neighborhood off of North Bellingham. And so we've been talking about this for, about 2 years now? And we're hopefully, knock on wood, is coming to some conclusion. We're going to bring an update to the TAC, and then we're going to take it to our policy committee and our city council and hopefully kind of just close it out. So you'll get an update on that in August. Yeah.
Does this hand in hand with the Jordan Valley
neighbors coming to discuss those issues?
That part too.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Permit? The Windermere parking permit, is that part of it?
Yes.
It is, okay.
Yes, it's part of it. Yes. Okay, then in August, we're going to get an update from the Transportation Authority on the Gomentum Shared Autonomous Vehicle Project. As you know, we have a demonstration going on with Bishop Ranch and the city, and so we are getting ready to launch testing of autonomous vehicles on public roadways here in San Ramon, so we'll have an update for you in August. We'll get an update on the Measure J Traffic Congestion Relief Agency, or the Traffics Program. We are bringing the admin staff support in-house here in San Ramon. We're going to bring that position in-house. It's fully funded with Measure J, but we'll give you an update, and you'll probably meet the new person in August. You will have an opportunity to provide input and feedback on the Bicycle Master Plan CIP projects for 18-19, so we'll bring that update to you later this year in October. Right before City Center opens, we will have an update for you on the Bishop Ranch TDM programs. You know, Bishop Ranch or Sunset Development, they have many conditions of approval for the City Center project, including a number of transportation demand management programs that they are obligated to implement prior to the opening of City Center, and then maintain those programs during while City Center is open. So we'll have an update from Sunset Development on that. You know, do we have Bollinger Canyon? We do. I'll talk about that in just a minute. And then later this year in September, we'll have an update on Traffic's operation service provider. Traffic's just sent out an RFP for a new service provider. Proposals were reviewed by the Traffic's Board of Directors. They are currently in negotiations with a new service provider, and we'll come back to you in September with a status update on the new service provider, what the conditions of that contract will be over the course of the next 6 to 7 years. And then we'll have an update on the Monarch Road Corridor Study. Monarch Road, you know, we looked at removing crosswalks along Monarch Road and enhancing some crosswalks and removing some crosswalks. So we'll have an update for you on where we are with that in September. That'll be right after school starts. We will have our traffic engineering group come and present to you an update on the Bollinger Canyon Road Interchange Operational Analysis Study. This study is in concert with the Transportation Authority, Sunset Development, Caltrans, and the city. It's looking at improving the westbound Bollinger Canyon Road to southbound 680, that loop, you know, and there's all that merging that people do to get onto southbound 680. So we're working with coming up with some operational improvements. So we'll have an update for you on that study and our findings.
The two lanes seem to work well in Crow Canyon.
On Crow Canyon, yeah.
Yeah, there's a two lane going south.
Right.
The Ultra has just one lane. That's
yes, there's not enough capacity.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what people do is they'll stay in the far left hand lane and then they fly over two lanes of traffic to get into that loop. Yeah. It's, or what they're doing now is, and they've been doing this for a while, they'll stay on Bollinger and they go to San Ramon Valley Boulevard and make that U-turn. But they don't. There's not enough queuing, and so they sit in the middle of the intersection, and they block the intersection. So we've had issues with that as well.
Okay.
So
just the intersection there.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have an update for you on that operations analysis study. Then the 501 Contra Costa Strategic Plan. This is a countywide effort that's underway right now. It's looking at how we implement the 511 Contra Costa TDM programs countywide. So there's a strategic plan that's being paid for by the Transportation Authority. It's currently underway, so we'll come to you with an update on the findings or the preliminary findings of that strategic plan. PJ will be here in December with an update on the radar speed display sign program. And by that time, we are installing two new radar speed display signs along Bollinger Canyon, and that's to accommodate the housing development in Faria. And so one of the conditions of the Faria development was to install two radar speed display signs along Bollinger Canyon. So we'll have an update for you on the 12 radar speed display signs that we have throughout the city, and then the timing of the installation of those two new ones. The Iron Horse Trail Overcrossing Project, as you all know, this is something we've been working on for many, many years now. We have completed two phases of this project, the corridor concept plan, and we finished a portion of the environmental, the CEQA portion, the initial study and mitigated neg deck. That's done and finalized. We are moving into the final design phase. We've transitioned that project from transportation to engineering. So engineering is now taking the lead on the final design. So Robin Bartlett, who's taken the lead on that project, will be here in January with an update on the final design phase. That's really exciting. It's exciting for two things. One is I've transitioned that project to engineering. And two, Robin's excited about it.
She tells you the way it is.
So the next item, we will come to the TAC looking for projects to include in next fiscal year's capital improvement program. So, you know, we have this list of 150 bicycle master plan projects. And so every year we are going to recommend one or two projects that we advance forward to City Council. So we'll be coming to you sometime in January with a recommendation or some ideas from the TAC on projects to move forward. And then next June we'll provide you with an update on the Santa Ramon Valley Street Smarts programs. And I think that is it. Yeah, that is. That's it. So you know what we are missing? It just dawned on me. We're missing an update on the Bollinger Widening Project. Mm-hmm. So, Amy, let's add that. We should probably come to TAC, I would say, in September.
Okay.
With where we are with the Bollinger Canyon Widening. And we'll have Teresa Peterson. She's the project manager for that project. She works in engineering. We'll have her come and give an update on that project.
And that will be done before the city center?
Yes, it needs to be. Yes, you see there's a lot going on right now. And so, yes, the plan is that it needs to be done for city center. There's a lot of dedicated turn lanes into city center that need to be in place before city center opens. Okay, so are we missing, is there anything that... TAC members have?
Yeah, so this year we'll review the CIP in general. Are we going to review that next year too?
Yes, in April.
Mm-hmm. We had brought this in January for the whole year. We just updated from what we had for this calendar year and included some from 2019.
Oh, okay.
But we'll probably bring it back again in a few months to update the work plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we will next April we'll have the capital improvement program. Yeah.
Right.
So the CIP, the overall CIP in April of 2019. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. Any other comments from the community?
Okay.
So for the bicycle projects, is it decided that it's going to be just one or two that we move forward every year, or?
Yeah, most likely. It's really just based on funding.
Okay.
And so this year, we had a budget session, a study session with the council this past Tuesday. And we are moving forward with the final budget. Will go to council next Tuesday, the 22nd, for final approval. So in the budget, in this capital improvement program, we are moving forward with installing four conflict zones along Norris Canyon.
Okay.
Those conflict zones are at the intersections of Norris Canyon, Santa Ramon Valley Boulevard, Bishop Drive, Camino Ramon, and the Iron Horse Trail. So those will be installed sometime in fiscal year 18-19, and then we're adding a bike lane on Executive Parkway. And there's two reasons for those two projects. One is we want to improve the west-east and east-west connection by adding, you know, improving the visibility of the bike lane on Norris Canyon. And then we want to make sure that city center has connectivity because we're going to be encouraging people to walk and ride their bike to city center. And then part of city center, since the development is installing a bike box along Bishop Drive So you all know where the Marriott is located. You pass the Marriott, pass Target, mm-hmm. and when you get to that signal where what's on the corner? The new city center is on one corner. Then you have 2600 Camino Ramon, the parking structure. Mm-hmm. There will be a bike box at that intersection, and it'll transition bicyclists onto a new bike path that's being built today. If you drive by there today, you'll see this bike path, and it'll take you from city center to the Iron Horse Trail. So if you follow this bike path that Sunset is building, it takes you from 2600 Camino Ramon to the Iron Horse Trail.
Connection.
And then one more item. Amy has put together, we should have brought a copy, maybe next month or if you can go get it.
Grab one.
Amy has put together a brochure that we are handing out to the community that talks about the Bike Master Plan, and it gives examples of some of the things that the community will see as part of the Bike Master Plan. So it shows conflict zones, a bike box, separated bike lanes. So this way we can start educating the public on some of this bike infrastructure. So we're going to have that posted on the city website, and we're handing that brochure out at the Art and Wind Festival in May. So yes, getting back to your question, so yes, we will likely move forward one or two projects a year at the very least.
Okay, any other comments? Okay, moving along. Item 4.2, TAC bylaw updates.
Okay. So in your packet, you have the current advisory committee bylaws, and with the adoption of the city's first bicycle master plan, we want to amend the bylaws and add, you'll see on page 10 of your packet, highlighted in yellow, I think it's in yellow, you will see that we've added a new section that focuses on the bicycle master plan. And so what we would like to do is have the bylaws reflect the bike master plan, and that the TAC will review the bike master plan at a minimum of twice a year, that the TAC will provide recommendations for a project or projects to be considered as part of the annual CIP program, and then when appropriate, the TAC will convene a bike master plan subcommittee to review regional bike and pedestrian plans. So we're amending the bylaws. We are seeking your approval this evening, and then we will take this to City Council at their June 12th meeting for council adoption, and then the bylaws will reflect these changes.
Need a motion to
yes.
approval.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. So, second. Move second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? All right. We'll pass.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Item number 5.1, committee member items. Any items? No. All right. 5.2, City Council Liaison is not here. 5.3, Planning Commission Liaison is not here. 5.4, a Senior Advisory Committee Liaison.
No.
Nope. All right. 5.5, Teen Council Liaison is not here.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I have one
mm-hmm.
item.
Sure.
In your packet, there is a memo from our transportation specialist, from PJ, and Al, this really answers your question that was raised at last month's meeting. PJ has provided a summary of the intersection of Bollinger Canyon and Canyon Lakes Drive, and so that memo's in here just as a reference.
Okay.
You did?
Yeah.
What, where's PD there?
No. So I was going westbound, and I stopped there, and the light goes on. Yeah, I see the crossing, and I see, okay, something's going to happen. Of course, someone's coming up the hill from Canyon Lakeside. And, you know, it's kind of like a hill there, mm-hmm, then mm-hmm. look at the light, and they basically just like that. And then, of course, she said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you, and she kept on walking.
Oh, gosh.
And I did see a delay. I saw a delay on the right side. I'm not sure if it's happening on the left side. Maybe it's happening on both sides, of course, but I did see it on the downside. a delay. That seemed to help because then they have to wait. But this is not just that. I see the other intersections, like Bordy and Crow Canyon. You're familiar with that turn, right, where the waterfalls are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stop quickly and then turn. Stop quickly and turn. If you have a summer crossing, you have a long cross time. But they're still looking at stop quickly and turn. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a couple of times people want to do it. But what can you do? I don't know. Is it possible? You know those audible alarms, you know, when you have for people, when you hear that, you can walk across the street?
Yes.
Is that the available for something like this?
Yeah, and we have some of them throughout the city.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Yeah. That would be another way of alerting the driver, hey, think before you do something.
Okay, we could check with our traffic engineers if that's something that we can look at for some of those intersections. I know we do have some of them.
Yeah, it's just people are buzzing around. You know, we have a lot of people are in the area. They're trying to get to one place A to B faster now because the traffic's going by. So
there was a news article, channel 3 or 4. You see that this afternoon?
The longest of a commute, or not?
Where someone I can't remember where the road were. Was some streets here. They had a car almost took out a pedestrian that was walking across in the proper spot. Lights were the right way. Guys walking across the street, and someone almost took them out.
Here?
I mean, yeah, in San Ramon.
Really? Yeah. Is that today?
Today.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was just in the news. I just saw it again.
It was on TV?
Yeah.
The TV news? Oh, wow.
And it was really something. I mean, that car, the fellow just kind of straightened up and jumped back, and the car literally just went across his chest. The chances that it would have killed him were just huge.
Wow. So you mean he was running a red light or something?
Yeah. No, he was going the right way. The lights were green for him.
Yeah.
He was on the walkway. He wasn't off on the street.
Do you know where this?
That's what I'm saying. I didn't catch it. I was sure San Ramon as I was coming out the door and I couldn't see the place, but it wasn't the news.
Huh.
So that's crazy stuff happens. Mm-hmm. You got people like Al driving around.
Accident honking at people.
Well, you're the honker, right?
I wonder if they're going to be worse or better.
There's no radar trailer data for April. There's an issue with the cloud system, but PD is going to bring an update at the next TAC meeting.
Oh, and then the last item we have is we have scheduled next Tuesday the Planning Commission. They are interviewing individuals to fill the last two seats on the TAC. So we will take a recommendation to City Council on June 12th. So hopefully by the July meeting, we will have a full committee, seven members.
Great.
Okay.
I'm sure I had nothing to do with it, but they all left when I was in charge.
Yeah. All right. So with that,
now they know it's an improvement.
Yeah. Let's adjourn the meeting.